My first guests are here this morning, and they're going to tell us about the health fair on September 29th at the Upstate Community General Campus, which was formerly known as Community General Hospital. And with me are Dr. Zulma Tovar-Spinoza. She's the Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at Golisano, Upstate's Golisano Children's Hospital. And with her, we have Amanda Griffin. She's the Community Service and Activities Coordinator also for Golisano Children's Hospital. And she's the Coordinator of Safe Kids Upstate New York. Also joining us is Rose Walsh. She's the Health and Safety Coordinator and for Child Care Solutions, and she's also a Safe Kids Upstate member and the Child Passenger Safety Technician Instructor. Wow, these are very long titles, ladies. I know you've got a lot to offer, a lot to tell us about. But let's start by just telling us about the fair. What's going on at the fair, Amanda?
The community campus is really planning a great event on Saturday, September 29th from 9 to 2, again, right up at the community campus. A lot of family fun will be offered. There's going to be a helmet giveaway. There will be a car seat check and, I believe, food and health clinics. So a lot of things that are going to be offered for families to take part in. And again, that will be from 9 to 2 on the 29th.
So really open all to the public to come and really learn about different aspects of health and specifically child safety.
You got it. I think it's going to be a great event.
So you mentioned the bike helmet giveaway. Dr. Spinoza, tell us about that. I know you've been a strong advocate for this for a number of years. And as a pediatric neurosurgeon, this is, you know, the head is what you want to protect. Tell us about that.
So I'm happy. This is the time of the year where we do our annual helmet campaign. Formerly, we did it in the State Fair. This year, we moved our campaign to this fantastic fall festival at the Upstate Community Campus. Since we are opening our doors over there, we think that the population that we can address in that area is very important. So the Helmet Away campaign consists in to provide helmets to those kids that cannot afford them. But the campaign comes not only with giving free helmets, but also with education and fitting. And education to the parents to know which helmets do they need to choose, why they are important, and the severity of injury that they can be prevented from that.
Tell me about that a little bit. I mean, obviously, in your role, you would be involved quite often in children who've had a head trauma. Tell us, what are the kinds of things that can happen? It seems so innocent to get on a bike and ride around as a child.
Yeah, and there's always the 2 minutes that you drove down the hill to your neighbor's house without your helmet, and you were hit by a car or you fell from the bike, and you can die because of that. This year, we will be lucky. I will have 2 of my former patients that had severe brain injury because of not wearing their helmet, and they will join us this year for education. And that way, the kids probably with a life experience can understand better why this is important. And not only the kids, right? The parents. Parents don't realize that they do need to teach by example, and helmets are not only for pediatrics, but also for adults.
Right. All of us. Everyone on a bicycle should be wearing a helmet.
And a bicycle, and not to mention the other sports, but this we are focusing on the bikes.
So generally, how many helmets are generally given away?
Well, this year we're giving away 300 helmets.
Wow.
Thanks for the donations and collaborations of a lot of people that make this possible. We hope that we are going to give them away. We hope to help to prevent 300 head injuries, at least by doing this and by teaching, helping another 1,000 kids not to get injured.
That sounds fantastic. So, ladies, tell us, Rose and Amanda, what about these car seat checks? Why are they important?
Well, Safe Kids is going to be sponsoring a car seat check at the Fall Festival from 10 to 1. And the car seat check is great because it's going to give us an opportunity to educate parents and caregivers on properly installing their car seats. And really, it's a hands-on seat check to really give them the recommendations, the best practices on making sure that their kids are riding safely in their vehicles.
Because there really are certain criteria, Rose, aren't there? You are obviously. Well, tell us first, what is a technician, a car safety passenger technician? What do you do?
The technicians are people who have been trained. It's a 32-hour course that they've had to go through. It's very technical in nature, obviously. There are hands-on skills that they need to learn. We teach these technicians all about the different seatbelt configurations in the vehicles, the different styles of car seats, how they fit in different vehicles, how you determine what the best car seat is for a child based on age, weight, height, physical development. There's a lot of factors that go into properly fitting a car seat to a child.
So if a parent were to come to this health fair and bring, do they bring their car seat with them? Is that the idea? And obviously the child?
And the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. So then what happens? What do you then do?
We'll check the installation, see what they're doing, first of all, what they're doing right. A lot of parents are doing things right, but unfortunately a lot are doing them wrong just because they don't know any different, and that's where we come in. We help show them how to make those small changes in a lot of cases that'll keep their children a little bit safer, how to make sure the seat is tight enough in there. You don't just strap it in and go away. You have to make sure it's snug enough. You have to make
sure.
You mean
in the vehicle to begin with?
In the vehicle, yes. Make sure that it's the right seat for the child, that it's a safe seat, that it hasn't been recalled. There are a lot of factors.
So I guess my question to you is, on the market today, are you comfortable with most of the car seats that are being sold? I mean, a consumer really has no choice but to kind of maybe read up a little in consumer reports or go online, see the best price. How do they, you know, and then maybe they've made that decision. They come to you and you say, it's not exactly the right one. Is there a way to adapt, or are there better practices to use most of the car seats on the market?
There's almost always a better way. Not every time. Not every seat is going to fit every vehicle. So there have been times in the past, and there will be in the future again, when a parent comes in with a seat that just doesn't fit the child or doesn't fit the vehicle. We see it a lot with rear-facing seats, especially convertible seats, because they have such a large footprint, and we have vehicles that are getting smaller. So it's very difficult to put those seats in. We can help parents either get that seat in properly or turn them in a direction of one that will fit them better.
And I would think there are also issues about whether they're facing front or facing rear and age requirements. And I would think the general public might know about that, but probably don't always know.
Not always. The
Tell
American Academy of Pediatrics and Safe Kids Worldwide, they have basically partnered together to help educate parents to keep children rear-facing as long as possible. That is where they're safest. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends 2 years old. We encourage parents to leave them rear-facing until they've outgrown the seat, either by height or weight, rear-facing.
So rear-facing in the back as well?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Really? That's quite a change, I think, from when I was driving my little kids around, who are now adults. So
my daughter is just turning 5, and when she turned 1, we automatically turned her around based on the recommendation of our pediatrician and guidelines. And you can see how quickly everything has changed. I have an infant now, and he'll remain facing backwards and rear facing until the weight requirement, he reaches the weight requirement of his car seat. So it's definitely changed.
So there's really a lot to know, and there's really a lot to learn.
There is.
And the same with the bike helmets. People have to understand maybe how they fit and what and how to fit them properly, because obviously I've seen people running around with bike helmets that are sliding halfway off their head, and that's not going to do very, very much help if they take a fall. So that's what it sounds like this fair is going to be focusing on, child safety and the best way to get there. Is that right? Well, I want to thank you all for coming in. The fair is September 29th, and the times again real quick?
It's 9 to 2 for the Fall Festival and 10 to 1 for the car seat check.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for coming in and telling us. I hope people will come and utilize all these wonderful opportunities. Thanks again to Dr. Tovar Spinoza, Amanda Griffin, and Rose Walsh for sharing all this important information with us. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on air and more about the health fair on September 29th, right after this short break.